Several wooden boxes poke up above ground along the coast in Savunga on St. Lawrence Island in the Bering Sea. They are a few feet deep and are now empty, but traditionally they are filled with walrus, reindeer, and whale meat. Ice sellers, or sikluaks in Yupik, are common throughout Alaska Native communities, but the Arctic has been warming almost four times faster than other parts of the world. Researchers from the University of Alaska Fairbanks have been studying how food preservation practices have been changing. Yoko Kugo is originally from Japan and is one of the researchers who is leading the project.
We heard that some communities, not all of them, but some are having a hard time rely on storing food underground.
Kugo and other URIF researchers have been visiting the communities on St. Lawrence Island, as well as on the North Slope. They learned how food preservation practices vary depending on local landscape and diets. And they heard from residents that permafrost thaw and erosion have been causing some of their ice cellars to collapse or flood. Despite the challenges, many continue using ice cellars and hope to preserve the practice. Another UIF researcher, Michael Koski, has been working on the project as well. He says that while the climate is expected to get hotter throughout the century, underground, the temperatures should fluctuate less.
If they're willing to go a little deeper and a little further inland, there's more of a chance of making a new cellar and maintaining those traditions.
During the most recent meeting in Savunga, residents asked researchers about climate predictions and stressed the resilience of indigenous people in face of environmental change. Kugo says that overall, residents asked them about practical takeaways from their research.
They are looking for what they can do together.
While researchers are nearing the end of the social science part of the project, climate evaluations are continuing. Collaborations with other countries will go on as well. In Anchorage, I am Alena Knighton.